is the supernatural? What if you could prove that the supernatural was merely a manifestation of what already exists in the mind? If we can cure one patient, we cure all mankind. What story are you looking for?
Are you a believer?
I suppose I don't know what I believe in.
I hope you don't scare easily.
What the fuck was so quiet about this goddamn film? Every goddamn time I looked, there was some screaming, hollering, or amping the music up in here in this boring-ass, cheap-ass film. People are talking about the quiet ones, of course, which they should have just called it the bullshit ones. Supposedly based on a true story. My ass is based on a true story compared to this fucking movie. Come on now. Getting sick and tired of these goddamn horror movies. Just going, it's based on some real events that may or may have not occurred. Ooh. But anyway, here, people. Let's get into plot synopsis here. Directed by John Pogue, or however the fuck you pronounce it. It doesn't matter. He sucks. University professor, played by Jared Harris, played Professor Joseph Coplin, puts together a team. The students conduct an experiment on a woman, young woman too. At that, you know, actually, I don't remember the bitch's name now. Whatever. I don't remember the bitch. Yep, I really don't remember her. Might have been. Let me look it up. Oh, it was Olivia Cook. It was Jane. So Jane Harper, conduct an experiment on her, uncovering some. What turns out to be is just a devil, I don't even know if it's, devil possession, but this professor is made to believe that she conjured up these demons inside of her, so he's on his own personal rampage or whatever, if you will, to get the truth out of this, even though he knows, because we find out, spoiler alert in the film, that his son was possessed at this as well, so... But I guess he just refuses to believe that because he believes in scientific theories and that, you know, obviously being possessed is not a scientific theory. So that's pretty much a plot synopsis here. Now, let me get into the movie why it's such bullshit. They've already opened up the movie by saying, these are stories that are based on true events. If you'd like to learn more, visit www.fuckyou.com. I'm already upset because I'm getting sick and tired of these horror movies. Trying to tell us that these events really occurred. If that really occurred, then motherfucker, Iron Man is somewhere flying around then. And goddamn hobbits were back then in Midor. But, and then we have like a combination film as if it's a found footage film mixed with, I guess, unfound footage film. I mean, because every now and then you get one of the main characters, who plays us, Brian McNeil, played by Sam Claflin. And every now and then, he will get out of the camera, come out in front of the camera. And I'm not going to lie, the found footage version of this movie looks like shit. I bet this movie is made for $3 million. I don't even know how much it's made for, but I'm guessing it is because the movie looks like complete shit. I'm thinking it's taking place in the 70s or 80s, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember the time. I think it was the 70s. And, you know, it's a period piece, if you will. But because it's being filmed on found footage version, you know, they got them big-ass old cameras back then, it looks like complete dog shit. I mean, every time something happens where you think it is, the camera will just fall to the ground. This movie felt PG, to say the least. The only reason I'd probably keep it away from there, okay, it is PG-13. I figured it was because you don't see a goddamn thing happen in the film. Every time this so-called demon comes or whatever, the camera will just shift to the left. And you'll just hear a loud screaming noise. And that's about it. You don't really see anything else besides that. You see this chick setting a doll on fire. And other than that, that serves no purpose whatsoever, to be honest. The actors in here they're pretty fucking annoying. They're kind of like Jehovah's Witness. They're just following this professor and they believe everything he fucking tells you until somewhere in the middle when they just feel like the girl is fucking crazy and so, you know, and obviously you got Brian McNeil's character. He's here trying to fall in love with Jane Harper. Which, to be honest, that came out of nowhere. Like, he's just a cameraman, and this chick is possessed, but he's, like, constantly looking back at her like, hey, how you doing? you want to talk? You want to do something, whatever? I mean, that shit got old real quick. You got Chrissy Dalton, played by Aaron Richards, and you got Harry Abrams, played by Rory Fleck Byrne. And those are pretty much the five essential. Yeah, that's pretty much the five people you need to know about, because everybody else, they still have no purpose in here. I mean, you might just see them pop on screen for one more time, but other than that, you pretty much stay in a house, and they're just conducting experiments. What I don't get, white people, and this is a serious question, what I want to ask you is, you guys tend to have the tendency to keep wanting to fuck with these demons. My thing is, what is your fucking plan to do if that demon is to come out after you? Because they spend this whole movie conducting an experiment of saying, we want to talk to you. Come out and play. Leave this girl's body. And on my whole head, I'm just like, what in the fuck makes you think this demon wants to talk to you, number one? After it screamed and hollered and yelled out no, you still, for some oddball reason, think it wants to talk and communicate with you. I don't know why. But if anybody should be mad at these kind of films now, it's white people, because they stereotype you guys to be fucking stupid. No demon wants to fucking talk to you. They're talking about leave this girl's body and enter this doll's body. Why the fuck would the demon want to leave the girl body to go to a doll's body? She's obviously possessing it for a reason. Those are just some of my questions I have for you white people. Feel free to answer that anytime you want. I see you over there, Mr. Roland Winchell, getting ready to type that answer in there. Because you don't get no whiter than Roland Winchell. It was getting annoying, personally. Really, I think the biggest problem with this movie, it's fucking boring. Took my little girl, my little sister, and my girlfriend, and she's scared of horror movies. She jumps in any little jump scare. She didn't jump at all in this fucking movie, because all they do is just crank the music up. Camera would fall and you'd hear a scream. That's all you see. You don't see rarely any blood or anything like that. If anything, you just see like she poked herself and blood is dripping out. That's about it. But it's just fucking boring. Not a goddamn thing happened. Just like in all these horror movies though, I don't even know why we do horror movies on this site anymore, because the only person that likes it anyway is fucking Lehu, but he'll find an excuse to find a way to like these movies. But it's getting to a point now where I'm probably going to stop watching these movies, because they're actually a waste of my goddamn time, effort. I'd like to say money, but I don't pay for these damn things, so. The biggest crime in this movie is just boring. I fell asleep almost like two times in here. Woke up just because they cranked the music up to make you hear screaming. I mean, the movie is stranded in this dull-looking-ass house, which I don't know why, first of all. It's no action in it. And to be honest, it gets dumbed down in conversation and scientific mumbo bullshit jumbo, whatever. I mean, none of this shit makes sense. It's all about, what we believe and what we see, even though I just got on camera this girl spitting out some fucking demon in her mouth, whatever, but yet that never happened. Let's not take... People think we're crazy and we're torturing this girl, but yet, even though I have all this on film, I'm just not going to show nobody else. It's like, okay, now you're just wasting my time. And then when they get to the end, when they find out that, I think it was back in the 50s or 60s, that this cult came together and formed this demon out of this girl, and she is that long-lost girl after they all died in this burning house or whatever, but she lived. They find out that that was the girl from there. You would think that'd be like a cool concept to the mystery here or whatever, but you just don't give a fuck, because you're like, well, that really doesn't add anything to the story, that the demon was formed from some cult. Okay, big fucking deal. What does it do to fucking stop it, though? Why is everybody so concerned with saving this little white bitch? How about you do the most simplest thing you can do, and you put a fucking bullet in the bitch's head? You have paranormal shit going on here, and people just getting slammed against walls, electrocuted and shit like that, and you still talking about we can save this girl. They tricked this bitch into believing that she actually can be saved. I'm going to tell you this right now, white people, there is no saving the possessed. You take a gun, which they had, you take a gun and you put a bullet in the bitch's head. That is the way you save the bitch. I wish every family could sit down and have this conversation. If a zombie apocalypse, demon possession, anything like that happens, don't be afraid to put a bullet in your loved one's life and his head. because me and my family have an understanding of that if that ever happens. But no, everybody knows I love mysteries, but I think the problem with this one is it's just the mystery is too fucking boring, and they're trying to sell this as if it's realistic and these things happen or occur and stuff, and it's really heavy on the jump scares. I mean, and there's some of the cheapest jump scares ever too. They could be sitting holding hands in a circle and talking to the demon, supposedly telling him to come out and stuff like that. And then the possessed girl would be like, she's here. The camera would fall and you would just hear a loud thumping noise and screaming. And you see that like 20 times in the movie. That is no lie. Neither. Every little scare or whatever when this demon comes bar, that is exactly what happens. I personally don't know why they call this The Quiet Ones. If anything, I have a better fucking title for them. But yeah, this is getting pretty high fuck it, actually. Another week of a triple fuck it. But yeah, this one probably pissed me off more than anything because you committed the ultimate sin of just wasting my fucking time. This movie, I don't even remember how long it was, but it felt fucking forever. I think it was about an hour and 38 minutes. It felt like it was 2 hours because I was just dragging. I was yarning. I was ready to leave the theater. It was a time where I was thinking about just walking out, to be honest, because I don't think their ending would have paid off to what it was. And I was right. The ending didn't really pay off to what it was. These horror movies are ending on cliches now where it tries to lead as if it's continuing, but now this person is possessed or whatever. And it's like, and nobody gives a fuck, okay? These movies are just looking cheaper and cheaper by the dozen. And yeah, this is getting a high fuck it from me. They need to change the name of that title from The Quiet Ones to either The Noisy Motherfuckers or The Boring Ones, which I think would be a much better title than this piece of shit.
Scared because you can't explain what you see.